Blog Talk Radio.
Salamta, Betaseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
ሰለሞን ማለ አርሱ በፊት በእውነትና
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Wednesday Wisdom, Dennis Brown, yes, time, Rastafari. So here we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 67, but the evening psalm appointed here for the fourth day of the Shavua, the fourth day of the week, of the strong Psalm 94.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth,
O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
I said take hold of shields of bucklers and stand up for I am. Man, I used to give me for me end. A man, you can go on with the way. A man, you better give me for me end. To read your Bible, give me for me end. To read your Bible. Somebody wrong, but it's not your Bible. Someone wrong, but it's not your Bible. When you go to your bed and you feel a lot of weight on you, and you take up your Bible and read the Psalm, deliver me from my enemy, O Jah. Give I strength and power to fight against the wicked one, for they shall never ever overcome my air. Can it say somebody wrong, but it's not your Bible? Someone wrong, but it's not your Bible. I say wicked, remove ya. Iniquity worker, remove. Iniquity worker, remove. Sing it, say that somebody wrong, but it's not your Bible. Zion is an holy place. So if you want to go to Zion, man, you got to live in love and unity. L-O-V-E, lovers, I would say. Girl, let me tell you, say that somebody wrong, but it's not your Bible. Somebody wrong, but it's not your Bible. Oh no. Dread. Dreadful eye, have a shanty eye. I and I, Israelite, me say we naughty dread, naughty dread, naughty stay. Somebody wrong, but it's not your Bible, you know. False witness, look, shall dribble away like the smoke, dribble away from my and I nostril. Night and day, they shall be like the leaf that dribble away from out the limbs of the trees. And then it ends up in a place where it don't know where it is. Somebody wrong, but it's not your Bible. And I shall stand and live up to obtain continually, huh? So just say not one of his children shall sit on the sidewalk.
Selamta, Beit Eseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem. Here on Discipleship Radio.
For they shall be an oration of thy father, and for my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law of the poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies, the poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth the vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. The end of the proverb. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a... 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 Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies.
Selam ta, Beit Eseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owner thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil.
And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne.
Come to the reality of the divinity of His Majesty is a personal, a very personal manifestation. You still have to go into your own meditation, your own reasoning with someone, and come to you, the full reality of the divinity of His Majesty. Since the scriptures tell us that there are three major representations of God in time, this is the millennium that we are in now, and this is the last time that we are seeing a manifestation of God before the fulfillment of the prophecy. We have Adam, we have Jesus Christus, and we have His Imperial Majesty.
On the 2nd of November 1930, Rastafari is crowned the 225th Emperor of Ethiopia, Haile Selassie I. Re-establishing the Solomonic dynasty. He is crowned King of Kings, conquering line of the tribe of Judah, elect of God. The ascendancy of Haile Selassie to the throne of Ethiopia marked the arrival of a day of redemption for black people, and the Rastafari movement was born. Queen Menen was also crowned Empress, establishing the principle of King Alpha and Queen Omega, the beginning and the end eternally consummated.
I think it's the first time you have a king and a queen crowned together, you know. You have kings crowned, like the typical monarchies will have a king and then his wife is his wife, you know. We have a coronation where we have a king and a queen. That's why I say Rasta man have a special duty, you know. You cannot conceive of yourself as one without the other. A man. No man can be so bright as to tell me that he's a man and he don't even have any responsibility or relationship with a daughter somewhere, you know? That is when you come in your fullness. We would think of His Imperial Majesty as the highest divine order. So Queen Mary would have to be the mother of creation, and she would therefore have to be the beginning of how we behave. She could be a light for the woman.
Empress Menen traces her lineage back to the Queen Sheba, the Queen of Ethiopia, who journeyed to King Solomon, the keeper of the divine laws, the Ark of the Covenant. On her return to Ethiopia, she gave birth to Solomon's son, Menelik, who as a young man returned to Solomon's kingdom to claim the Ark of the Covenant. This was then established in Ethiopia at Aksum. Out of this tradition evolved the Ethiopian Orthodox Church.
The Ethiopian Orthodox Church is the first Christian manifestation coming out of Egypt. The first Christian acceptance of God and a man coming from God at this point in time. And the Ethiopian Orthodox Church teaches that man is black and that Jesus Christus is black. Ethiopia is the whole of Africa. And Ethiopia, that the Bible referred to, is a black man. At that time, regarded as a Cushite, you know, from the land of Cush. And the Ethiopian have a special place in His Majesty's book, you know, in that we are the promised people. And even though He tells us many of those that are the promised people will come one day after He chooses the ones that He wants, we still have to go down into the valley of Jehoshaphat for another weeding out, you know. So we know that our road is a long and troublesome trod, but it's a trod, there is a victory inside.
They always sing to Him songs of praise.
True teaching.
The Ethiopian Church belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that His humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that His divinity never separated from His humanity.
In which our Lord Himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach is also of high value.
I would like to read a paragraph from my introduction, which says, some might ask why a Jewish person should write a book about the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church. From my first year at Harvard University, when I became the first Ethiopian student of the famous Divinity School, studying comparative religions, I began to realize that the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church is the most Jewish of all Christian churches.
Millions of Christians throughout the world, Your Imperial Majesty, will regard you as the reincarnation of Jesus Christ. I had heard of that idea. I also met certain Rastafarians. I told them clearly that I am a man, that I am mortal, and that I will be replaced by the oncoming generation, and that they should never make a mistake in assuming or pretending that the human being is emanated from a deity. The Ethiopian Church belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that His humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that His divinity never separated from His humanity. I also met certain Rastafarians. I told them clearly that I am a man. Teach that Christ had one nature, that I am mortal, that His humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that they should never make a mistake in assuming or pretending that the human being is emanated from a deity. Millions of Ethiopians still believe that He is the reincarnation of Jesus Christ. Others at least proclaim Him the defender of their faith and the symbol of their power. They always sing to Him songs of praise.
True teaching.
The
Ethiopian church belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity.
Yes.
Amesaret, the foundation of the faith. Huluna yefetre andamlak bemihon begziabira banamenalen. We are main and trust in Amlak, the one God, the one source, he who created all things, he who is God, ekziabir, the eternal Father. Samayina midrina yefetre yemitayawina yemitayawina alema saifet erka sugara beneberanda ablij bemihona beangieta be Jesus Christos enaminalen. And also we are main, we believe and trust in the only begotten Son of the Eternal Father who subsists in the one Lord Jesus Christos, who created the heaven and the earth with him, the Father, before the visible and invisible world was created. Kaburhan yetagenye burhan kaudentenyam lak yetagenye unatenyam lak yetawalde inji yaltafet are bebahiryu wa kaabgar yemitakaka lohulu. The Ersu a Yehone besamayim kalo bemidrim kalo yale Ersu minimin Yehone yellem. From light, he, the light, was found. From the true God, the true source, he, the true source, was found. He was born, but he was not created. In his nature with the Father, he is equal in all things. By him the heaven and the earth came to be established, and without him that which exists would not have existed. Selenya selesawochinyan le madana kasamai warrada be manifest kedus kabra ka kedestin gul mariam fitsuma sowahone. For our sakes, for the sake of humanity, he descended from heaven in order to save us through the tribute and function of the Holy Spirit. From the Holy Virgin Mariam, he became the complete and perfect man. Furthermore, he was crucified for our sakes in the time of Pontius Pilate. He suffered many troubles, died, and was buried. And on the third day, having been separated from the dead, not being possible for death to hold him, he rose. And as it is written in the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, in honor and the glory of the praise, he ascended into heaven, and he was seated on the right hand of the Father. Also to judge over the living and the dead, he will come again in glory of his praise. And as for his kingdom, his kingman, there is no end. Degmo selenya tesekle bepentenawiu bepilatos zemin arsu mekaran tekabre mote tekabre besostenyawu maken kemutan tleito tenesa Bek du satmets ahif in the tafe. Bek burr bemiskana wode samai arrege. Ba batumak enna tek emet e. Dagmenyam behiawanna bemutana lai lemefred. Bemiskana yimet al. Lemen gustuma fits ame ya yellowum. We believe and trust also in the Menfes Kedus, the Holy Spirit, and that he is the Lord of life, he who grants life, who proceeded from the Father through the Tzeretze, and is with Ab the Father, and Weld the Son. In the Andenet, the unity, we bow down and worship to him, praising and glorifying him. We believe also that it is he who spoke through the prophets, dwelling in the prophets, it is he who spoke, and who also was upon all the acts of the apostles in the one glory, the Beta Christian. We trust the holy church of Haile Selassie. Also, we believe in the only one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and we put our hope and confidence in the resurrection of the dead and in the life eternal that is to come. Bemenfesa kedusim anamanal en ersum gieta hiwatin yemiset kaab ye seretse kaab kawald gara beandnet in the segedletalen in amesegnowalen ersum benibiyat adroyet nagreno kohulum belai bemeton hwariat besurwat beandita kubrit beite kristian in amanalen Chat yat b'mi asaribat b'anditim ketim namanalim. Ye mutanim menesa tesfa nadargalim. Ye mi metawunim hiwet lezele alamu.
They always sing to him songs of praise.
To Wahado, to true teaching, 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 teaching.
The Ethiopian church belongs to the monasticite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity.
In which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach is also of high value.
As a soldier, we have to always protect the border.
On the battlefield we go.
Garnet Silk and the Rebel Man.
Hey, onward Christian soldiers marching on to war.
When I go look at the child.
Onward Christian soldiers marching on to war. Yeah.
When I look back, but here this as a soldier. We have to defend and patrol and keep everything under control. As a soldier, we have to defend and patrol and keep everything under control. Because soldier fi brave, soldier fi bold, like the men in the days of old. Play your role, set your goal. Who are good a man, you drop in a hole. A middle age, you're young or you're old. Remember that you fi protect your soul. Just send a message, so do as you're told. And make sure you end up on his payroll.
No battles, no stones, no bombs, no guns. There is spiritual wickedness in high places. Whoa. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching on to war. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching on to war.
When I go look back at all, you think a little time we won the heathen. Now them end up in a big problem. You think a little time we won the heathen. Now them end up in a big problem. We wear the armor, which is a protective shield. Keep we firm upon the battlefield. And me say, who can hear, man? Them must have fulfilled this to temptation. I and I now go heal come.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching on to war.
When I look back at all.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching on to war.
When I go look back.
But here this we are climbing Jacob's ladder. Me say we are climbing Jacob's ladder. Me say we are climbing Jacob's ladder. Me say soldiers of the cross. I feel you say the left, the wrong, and a deal with the right, with the wrong. No pussies inside it. Tonight with our guns, our bombs, our sword, our knife. As a soldier, you have to protect your life. So as a soldier, yes, we have to dip on patrol and keep everything under control. As a soldier, we have to dip on patrol and keep everything under control.
No bottles, no stones, no bombs, no guns. There is spirit, your wickedness, it hurts.
Shut down Babylon, no. Shut down Babylon. killing our brother for a piece of bread. Oh, mama got a tired belly for our son. But make we chant down Babylon. I tell you, make we chant down Babylon. Me say me fling them out of sea and the shark don't see. To them be the hog and the hog not grab. Put them on a line, say them doing love fight. I'll me show them little love, them a up and a pop. Show them little love, them a up and a pop. Make we chant down Babylon. Tell them make we chant down Babylon. Tell me say broke too poor, man, me can't go home. Two stone in a room. Tell them why me mash down Rome. Tell them why me can't go home. Come make we chant down Babylon. Babylon a wicked man and a Finnegan as I would say. Come and make we chant down Babylon. My friend William Gordon, the other one Paul Boger, the prophesy Marcus Garvey. River run dry, coconut trees are quailing, banana trees are drying up. So the prophet put feelers out there. Yeah, come and make we chant down Babylon. Come and say no backstabbing. Come and say no backbiting. Yeah, chant down Babylon. Come and make we chant down Babylon. Flee from the city, cause the city have been set up on a fire. In the time of trouble, they gotta call up unto John. God will be unto them that steal my sheep from out by pasta. And scatter them in the city, will be unto them out there. As the water comes to the sea, so as the righteousness comes to the land. But make we chant on Babylon. Sing it, make we chant on Babylon. No wicked can come through the fire and I flesh. Just shall make them stumble and fail. Righteous man of the stand. Show them that the righteous man of the stand. Make we chant on Babylon. Because we show them be the hog and the hog not show them be the sea and the shark.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat
and here, Shema Yisrael, here for the Shalishi, here for the third Aliyah, the third reading, third up offering here for this Shabbat Shemini, Shabbat Ha Shemini, on the eighth day. Watetzeya Eish. Mia lifnei Yehova, wa tokala Allah mizbeach etaha ola we etaha chelavim, wa yayar kol ha'am, wa yaronu, wa yayiplu Allah penehem. And there came a fire out from before, from the face, the presence, from before Yehova. From before Jehovah. Watetzei eish milifnei Yehovah. And consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat. Watokala alha mizbeach etaha olah with etaha chelavim. When all the people saw, wayarit. Kol ha'am. They shouted, Wayaronu, and they fell on their faces. Wayayipulu Allah penehem, 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 penehem.
And there came a fire out from before the Lord, and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat, which when all the people saw, They shouted, fell on their faces, 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 fell on their faces. Chapter 10. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer, and put fire therein, and put incense thereon, and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. And there went out fire from the Lord, and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Then Moses said unto Aaron, This is it that the Lord spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me, and before all the people I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace. And Moses called Mishael and Elzaphan, the sons of Uzziel, the uncle of Aaron, and said unto them, Come near, carry your brethren from before the sanctuary out of the camp. So they went near and carried them in their coats out of the camp, as Moses had said. And Moses said unto Aaron and unto Eleazar and unto Ithamar his sons, Uncover not your heads, neither rend your clothes, lest ye die, and lest wrath come upon all the people. But let your brethren, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning which the Lord hath kindled. And ye shall not go out from the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die, for the anointing oil of the Lord is upon you. And they did according to the word of Moses. And the Lord spake unto Aaron, saying, Do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee, when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations. And that ye may put difference between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean. And that ye may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which the Lord hath spoken unto them by the hand of Moses, 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 by the hand of Moses.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat.
And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, here, here for the Revi'i, the Revi'i, the Revi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth up offering up, ascension offering here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Shemini, Shabbat 8th, Shabbat HaShemini, Sabbath on the 8th, the Sementen Yawum, and here, 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 picking up with the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 10, here at verse 12, for the Revi'i, for the fourth Aliyah. Vayidaber Moshe el Aharon ve'el Elazar ve'el Itamar banayo ha-notarim k'chu et ha-minacha ha-notereta me'ishei Yehovah. Ve'ikaluha matzota etzela ha-mizbeach ki Kodesh Kodashim, he. And Moshe spake to Aharon, to Aaron, and to Eleazar, and to Ithamar, his sons that were left. Take the meat offering, the meal offering, the mincha, the minka, that remaineth of the offerings of Jehovah, of the Ishei Yehovah, of the fire offerings of Jehovah, the offerings of Jehovah made by fire, and eat it without leaven beside the altar. For it most holy, for it, for she most holy. Vayidaber Moshe el Aharon, and Moses spoke to Aaron, ve'el Elazar, and to Eleazar, ve'el Itamar, and to Ithamar, banayo ha-notarim, his sons that were left. K'chu, take, y'all. K'chu, k'chu, etta ha, minacha, ha, no tereta, meya ishei Yahuwah. Take the mincha, the mincha, that remaineth of the offerings of Jehovah made by fire, me ishei Yahuwah, and eat it without leaven beside the altar. Ve'ikaluha matzot etzel ha-mizbeach, and eat it as matzah, and eat the matzah. Ve'ikaluha matzot etzel ha-mizbeach, beside the altar, etzel ha-mizbeach. Ki kodesh kodashim, who? For it, for she, is most holy. Ki kodesh kodashim, he. And here he.
And Moses spake unto Aaron, and unto Eleazar, and unto Ithamar, his sons that were left, Take the meat offering that remaineth of the offerings of the Lord made by fire, and eat it without leaven beside the altar, for it is most holy. And ye shall eat it in the holy place, because it is thy due and thy son's due of the sacrifices of the Lord made by fire, for so I am commanded. And the wave breast and heave shoulder shall ye eat in a clean place, thou and thy sons and thy daughters with thee, for they be thy due and thy sons' due, which are given out of the sacrifices of peace offerings of the children of Israel. The heave shoulder and the wave breast shall they bring with the offerings made by fire of the fat, to wave it for a wave offering before the Lord. and it shall be thine, and thy sons with thee, by a statute forever, as the Lord hath commanded, 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 as the Lord hath commanded.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For thee as incense. For thee as incense. For thee as incense.
White, white, lush, perfect, blessed, Messiah, Messiah.
Babylon burn. Babylon burning, Babylon burns. They have no water. Fire, 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 fire.
Jabka Production. What it is? Rise the all nation, Jabka man, alongside nature man, beatable and one, danceable, tent and gorgon, this is the man.
Every time we keep the fire blazing,
judgment from Babylon.
Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Sure, man.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Oh, when we look at me see pagan, look at this great tribulation. Look at them a worship Satan. Me have to call unto the Almighty One. Catch the song. Oh, when me look at me see pagan, look at the great tribulation. Look at them a worship Satan. Me have to call unto the Almighty One. Tell the song, tell the Lord, I'm a light and I'm a salvation. In a God me trust, me not fear no man. And Jesus said, it's a the dirt that's where I stand. And all the ground a sinking sand. Jump, come on.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Judgment.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon. Chapter man alongside Ninja man with new collaboration. Number one in a radio station. Kaya don't know that a real foundation. Celebration, boom. Bad side them to pull up selector. We don't come again, that's a lyrical culture. We no like bad man, we burn Babylon. Tell the of them, them a must understand. Every time we keep the fire blazing.
Harder, harder.
Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Listen, Islam.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Boss fire, fire bad blood, burn Babylon. Now with them one not a god. Boss fire, fire bad blood, burn Babylon. Show them love when we say me have a boss. Fire, fire bad blood, burn Babylon. Now with them one not a god. Boss fire, fire bad blood, burn Babylon. Show them love when we just understand. Burn Babylon. Now with them destruction. Burn Babylon with fornication. Burn Babylon. Now with them contention. Burn Babylon. Now with them contention.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon. Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Every time
we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Burn Babylon.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Burn Babylon with them foolishness. Burn Babylon with them wrong direction. Burn Babylon with them fornication. Burn Babylon where you worship Satan. Burn Babylon every test. When it comes to fire, no ask about ninja man. When it come here teaching nation, teach you right and me teach you what's wrong. A time ball fire, fire bad blood. Burn Babylon with them one not a good. Ball fire, fire bad blood. Burn Babylon show them love. Oi. With them I see Babylon man take the earth from the meek. With the sound I come from east and west, and with the sound I come from north and south.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Fire, fire, fire.
Shalom, chaverim, chaverim. Let's touch on the burnt offerings, the olot,
metaphysics of the Olot, the Ola, singular, the Ola, burnt offering, Allah, to go up, Allah, Ola, Aliyah. So let's get to the root right here, metaphysically speaking, of the burnt offering. What's the metaphysics of the burnt offerings? The ascension. In the Hebrew, the ascension, the Ola, the ascension, the going up, the Olot, that which goes up, the smoke, giving Chah all that smoke. Yes, I. So the bullock connection, the bullocks, right, and the burnt offering. Now, metaphysically speaking, the bullock, it represents the animal life, the animal liberty, the chayim is the plural form that's used in the Hebrew for the living creatures or the creation, the creatures, KJV, specifically outlines the animal as the creature and the creation. We look at it in translation, the creature and creation. So the Hebrew of it is the chai, which means life, and chayim. Sometimes in the Hebrew as chayat, more feminine form right there. Then we have the chayim, which literally means the lives or living ones. So the metaphysics of the bullock represents the chayim. The living ones, the life, right, the creation, known as the animal life, the animal liberty of the organism is the chayim. The wood now, it represents the corporeal substance, the wood, and the likeness of the wood to the true humanity, the wood and the connection of humanity, especially in the fulfillment. And we see the wood, even the wood of the cross, of the mezcal, the wood representing the humanity of HaMashiach, the humanity, even the connection of the wood and to man, and man also being likened to a tree. Scripturally, in the Hebrew definition, in the Hebrew dimension, even concerning the Hebrew, the divinity, the tree connection with man and the tree link. The tree is the life and links with the life of man. So the wood, it represents the corporeal substance. Now, in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 33, for example, 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 33, we have the pouring the water. This is the scene right here with Eliyahu, Eliyahu, Elijah, the pouring of the water upon the chayim, the animal life, right, the animal life of the organism, the wood, representing the humanity, right, the corporeal substance. So pouring of the water upon these represents the denial. So here we're taking Eliyahu, Elijah's example right here as an example here in the metaphysics of the burnt offerings, the olot, as well as the bullock connection. So the pouring of the water upon these represents denial of the sense appearance, in order that the real character may be uncovered. So the denial of the sense and the satana of the senses, the sense or sensual, the sense appearance, in order that the real character may be uncovered, may be discovered, may be revealed. Here's the connection here with the metaphysics of the burnt offering and the bullock in the Eliyahu, Elijah, 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 33. Now, speaking of the regeneration, being born again, generation, birth. In the regeneration, all of the chayim, the animal forces, the creation, the living forces, and their manifestations on the nature plane of reality must be transmuted into spiritual consciousness. So in the regeneration, in the rebirth, the regeneration, all of the animal forces, the chayim, the living forces, and their manifest
their manifestations on the nature, the natural, nature-el, the natural plane must be transmuted into the spiritual, into spiritual consciousness. This is the innermost of the innocence, the inner meaning of the ceremonial offerings, right, the korbanot of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons of the children of Israel, especially concerning third book of Moshe, Hebrew book known as Leviticus, the Sefer Vayikra, and he called. Now the burnt offerings that we find in 1 Shmuel, 1 Samuel chapter 7, verses 9 to 10, what does this signify? This here signifies in 1 Samuel chapter 7, verses 9 to 10, it signifies a transmutation process, a transmutation process. The sensual propensities, the sensual propensities, they go through the refiner's fire, the refiner's fire. Through that action, that action, the outer consciousness is lifted. That's the sense of the Allah, Allah, in the Ola, Ole, Ola, right? The Olot, the going up, is lifted, lifted. Allah is lifted as the smoke arises, right? The smoke with the fire arises, right? Is lifted. Through that action, the outer consciousness is lifted into the purity and the life, the liberty, the life of the Ruach. Ruach, the Irit, the spirit, the Menfes. So we have, through that action, the outer consciousness being lifted. Being lifted. So the object lesson of the Ola and the Olot, right, the burnt offerings, Aliyah, going up, Allah, going up, the consciousness, the outer consciousness being lifted into the purity, the refinement, the purity, and the life, the liberty of spirit. So we get the transmutation. We get the four states of matter. We got the solid, we got the liquid, we got the gas, right? And then we have the plasma, the four stages. So the transmutation, right, from the coarser state to the more refined state, right, is an action that lifts the outer consciousness into the purity and the life, the liberty of the spirit. Now, Shlomo HaMelech, Negus Solomon, Solomon, he presented burnt offerings, Olot. King Solomon presented the Olot, the burnt offerings to Yahweh, to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. These Olot, LaYahweh, to Jehovah, they denote a conscious giving up of the sense, or we can say the sensual, the sense life, the sense liberty, the outer, the coarse for the more refined. So Solomon presenting the Olot, the burnt offerings to Yahweh, to Hashem, to Jehovah, these Olot to Yahweh, to Jehovah, they denote a conscious giving up of the sense, the sensual life and liberty that the spiritual, the irritical, may be gained. So here we have the process of, we say, life for life, right? The process, the Hebrew karma principle here, life for life, based on even the eye for eye, the tooth for tooth, the like for like, right? That the conscious giving up of the sensual life, you can say the outer life, that the inner life, the spiritual, irritical, may be gained in the transmutation, right? Transmutation from one state of matter, right, through the process of the Eish, the Isat, the fire, to another state of matter. So then the prayer, the tefillah, in the Hebrew, the tefillah, the tzelot, the tefillah for the things of spirit, the prayer for the things of spirit and a willingness to make our what? Wills obedient to good influence and to avoid evil is to show the greatest wisdom. In order to follow this aim, one must be guided by Haimanot, by the Emuna, by the living faith, often translated as religion, but the Haimanot, the teaching of His Majesty, to make our wills obedient to good influences and to avoid evil is to show the greatest Chokmah, the greatest tibeb, the greatest wisdom, in order to follow this aim, right? Ready, aim, fire, right? To follow this aim, one must be guided by Haimanot, by the Emunah, the Emnet, right? The faith, right? The living faith, right? In translation called religion, but in the root, the living faith, the Haimanot, the Emunah, Emunah in the Hebrew, the Emnet from the Amenet. So the prayer for the things of spirit and a willingness, the will, make our wills obedient, to give up all thoughts of carnality, the carnal mind. I now want no carnal mind, carnality, transmute. They transmute to burn up, burning up the beast, burning up the beast, right? The beast of the body, the beast of carnality. And thus we have the First Kings chapter 3, verse 4, example right here. So just a basic overview here, looking at the metaphysics of the bullock, right? The bullock, one of the animals, one of the chai, the chayim, right? The living forces here, looking at the pattern, as well as the burnt offerings, the olot, right? The olot, the Allah, Aliyah, Yesai, Rastafari, the metaphysics of the bullock and the burnt offerings. And here we have Ya'illah and Ya'Allah. Ya'illah, Ya'Allah. Here the metaphysics of Ya'illah, Ya'illah, and Ya'Allah, Ya'Allah. But in the translation, we find it as Ja'Allah, Ja'Allah, J-A-A-L-A, J-A-A-L-A, Ya'illah, Ya'Allah, Ya'Allah, Ya'Allah. Here. This is the Hebrew for going up, going up, going up. It's a name here in the Hebrew translation, Ja'Allah. Some transliterations is J-A-A-L-A-H. Some places J-A-A-L-A. So we have Ya'illah, Ya'Allah, Ya'illah, Ya'Allah. What is here in the H-3279? Ya'illah, Ya'Allah, Ya'Allah, Ya'illah, which means ascending, ascending, ascending. Ya'Allah, Ya'Allah. Also, the Ya'Allah, Ya'illah is a female mountain goat. We have a female mountain goat from the root even Ya'el, 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 Ya'el or Ja'el, Ja'el, Ya'el, Ja'el, which is interesting in the Ja'el, Ya'el sense, it's a noun masculine, the ibex, ibex, my climbing, the wild goat, but with the Ya'illah, Ya'illah, Ya'Allah, we have the feminine form or the roe. The roe, what's called the roe. But here, metaphysics of the name Ja'Allah, Ya'Allah, Ya'Illah, going up, ascending, surmounting, reaching the summit, wild mountain goat, ibex, ibex, also grace and beauty, grace and beauty. So here we have a servant of Shlomo, Solomon, whose children, quote, children or descendants, returned from the Babylonian captivity of the black Jews in Babylon and Persia. These descendants, these children of a servant of Shlomo, Solomon, the children, the descendants, they returned from the Babylonian captivity with Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel. In Nehemiah chapter 7, verse 58, also in Ezra chapter 2, verse 56, we have the name as Ja'allah, and here, the verse, B'nai Ya'illah, B'nai Darkon, B'nai Gidel, the translation here, the children of Ja'allah, the children of Darkon, the children of Gidel, here, in Ezra chapter 2, verse 56. Now the meta, that's the phi cycle. What is the meta phi cycle, the metaphysical? Second of the two Hebrew truths of Ya'illah. We have the meta phi cycle of the name, the lifting up. We have the lifting up sense. We have the ascension sense. Ya'illah, Ya'allah, Ta'aliyah. So we get to the very root, the Ya'al. Now, Ya'al is interesting as well as the root, properly to ascend, but also in a figurative sense, the Ya'al, right, the verb, the H3276 of the Ya'illah, Ya'allah, getting to the Ya'al sense, the Ya'al, to ascend figuratively to be valuable. In objective sense, again from the objective perspective, the Ya'al is useful. In the subjective sense, it's benefited. So we have this word here also is brought out like can do good, to set forward at all, the sense of profit, like profitable. But the root idea to ascend in the figurative sense of to ascend, Ya'al, is to be valuable. Objectively speaking, useful. Subjectively speaking, beneficent, benefit. So here we have the lifting up, the going up, the ascending. The ascending, the going up of the adverse. The lifting up, the Ya'al, Ya'illah. The lifting up, the Ya'al, the going up, the ascending of the adverse. So when we say the adverse, right, the opposition state to the irritical, the spiritual state, the adverse, right, or the satanic, the opposition state, the satanic. So the lifting up, the going up, the ascending of the adverse reasoning, the adverse animal, the animal phases, the animal, the lower phases in man, in the human being. The ascending, the lifting up, the going up of the adverse reasoning, animal phases in man, the human being, to a higher and a more spiritual phase, a more refined phase of activity, wherein they can serve the Shlomo, the Solomon, rule. What is the Solomon, the Shlomo rule? Peace and wisdom. Peace, Shalom, and Chokmah and wisdom. Where? In consciousness. So they can serve the Shlomo, the Solomon rule. So metaphysically, the Ya'al, Ya'illah, Ya'allah, right, is the lifting up, the going up, the ascending, the Ya'al of the adverse reasoning animal phases in man, the human being, to a higher, a more refined, a more spiritual phase of activity wherein they can serve the Shlomo, the Solomon rule, which is peace and wisdom, Shalom, and Chokmah in consciousness. Now, here's the point. When a ruler of Israel sinned, committed a chatat, a akri, a error, fell short, missed the mark, sinned. When a ruler of Israel, a male goat was made an offering for chato, 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 for his uckery, for his sin, for his forfeiture is missing the mark. And when a common person, a regular rank and file, we could say Israelite, sinned, a female goat was offered up, Here we find this in the Orit, Ze Lewawian, in the Sefer Wayikra, the Sefer of Leviticus, the book of Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 4, verses 22, right, to 31. Now, in Yeshua HaNotri, in Robeinu, Ainai Rabbi, in Yeshua HaNotri, in his parable, in the Mashal, the parable of the sheep and the goat. Have you heard the Mashal? The Mashal, the parable, right? The proverb, we can say, the Mashal, Robeinu, Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, his parable of the sheep and the goats. The goats were put at the left hand and sent away into the fires of purification, the Gehinnom, right? In Matthew chapter 25, verse 33, as well as verse 41. Now, a goat, what does a goat pertain to? We say a goat here, looking at it Hebraically here, according to the HD right here. A goat, therefore, it pertains to the adverse. So according to the metaphysics of the goat and of the sacrifice, the types, learning to read the pattern recognition, the Hebrew sign language, a goat, therefore, it pertains to the adverse, to the sinful, the ugful nature in man, in the human being. It must be given up. It must be given up to Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, Ha'kadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. And so be purified, so be purged, to be purified, refined, that its substance may be transmuted into higher and more spiritual, irritical, more refined thought, activity, and manifestation. So it must be given up, right, to the power, Ha'elohim, from the lower to the higher, so be purified, refined, so that its substance may be transmuted. Recall the four states of matter, solid, liquid, gas, plasma, may be transmuted into higher, the higher vibrational frequencies, into the higher, the more spiritual thought, activity, manifestation. Thought, the Trinity, right? Thought, one, two, three. Thought, spiritual thought, activity, action, and manifestation. Thus, like this, it will serve to promote the spiritual, the more refined, the spiritual in the individual, the spiritual as opposed to the animal, to refine the animal, right, to the spiritual. So here the Ya'el, Ya'al, Ya'al, Ya'el, here, even in the name, Ja'ala, Ya'ala, Ya'illa, the lifting up, the going up, the ascending of the adverse in consciousness, the adverse reasoning, the animal, the lower phases, right, of the human being to the higher, to the more refined, the more spiritual phase of activity, where they can serve the Shlomo, the Solomon rule, the rule of peace and wisdom in the consciousness, thus bringing up and out the reason why a ruler in Yisrael, to whom more is given, more is required, a ruler in Yisrael, when they sinned, upped up a male goat was made an offering for his sin. When one of the common people, the rank and file Israelites, sinned, upped up, a female goat was offered up. Leviticus chapter 4, verses 22 to 31, and also Robeinu Yeshua's Mashal, his parable, the proverb of the sheep, right, of the sheep and the goats. And the goats were put at the left hand. They were sent away into the Gehenna, we could say into the fires of purification, of refinement, Mateo, Matthew, chapter 25, verses 33 to 41. Thus, the goat type, therefore, it pertains to the adverse or to the satanic, the awful, my nature, the sinful nature in humanity, or it, we could say in fallen humanity, right? This must be given up to Hailehim, right, to the power, and so be purified, purged, that its substance may be transmuted, right, from the lower to the higher, from the lower to the more refined, to the more spiritual thought, activity, manifestation. Like this, it will serve to promote the spiritual, the higher, in the individual, in the indivisible dual.
But the jammy give me honor for make me sing even though my band stammer. So me sing sweet song like Hosanna. My voice sweet like a piano.
Voice, perfect.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are chosen. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
Call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full now. Call in. Call 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For thee.
Shalom again, Shalom Supreme. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, 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 shall fear him.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
مزمور 66 بقنف 67 مزمور 66 بقنف 67 مزمور 66 بقنف 67 ለመዘምራን አለቃ በበገናዎች የዳዊት መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር ይማረን ይባርከን ፊቱንም በላያችን ያብራ በአህዛብ ሁሉ መካከል ማዳንህን መንገድህንም በምድር እናውቀዘን አቤቱ አህዛብ ያመስግኑ አህዛብ ሁሉ ያመስግኑ ለአህዛብ በቅን ተፈርድላቸዋለህና አህዛብንም በምድር ላይ ተመራለህና አህዛብ ደስ ይበላቸው ሐሴትም ያድርጉ አቤቱ አህዛብ ያመስግኑ አህዛብ ሁሉ ያመስግኑ ምድር ፍሬዋን ሰጠች እግዚአብሔር አምላካችንም ይባርከን እግዚአብሔር ይባርከናል የምድር ምዳርቻ ሁሉ ይፈሩታል
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him.
መዝሙር 66 በቅንፍ 67 ለመዘምራን አለቃ በበገናዎች የዳዊት መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር ይማረን ይባርከን ፊቱንም በላያችን ያብራ በአህዛብ ሁሉ መካከል ማዳንህን መንገድህንም በምድር እናውቀዘን አቤቱ አህዛብ ያመስግኑ አህዛብ ሁሉ ያመስግኑ ለአህዛብ በቅን ተፈርድላቸዋለህና አህዛብንም በምድር ላይ ተመራለህና አህዛብ ደስ ይበላቸው ሐሴትም ያድርጉ አቤቱ አህዛብ ያመስግኑ አህዛብ ሁሉ ያመስግኑ ምድር ፍሬዋን ሰጠች እግዚአብሔር አምላካችንም ይባርከናል እግዚአብሔር ይባርከናል የምድር ምዳርቻ ሁሉ ይፈሩታል 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 ይፈሩታል
ይፈሩታል ለገሹን አገረሹ መምለስ መለገሹን ዘንጋሽዌ ኢትዮጵያ መናሽ you know but I want the next verse with America but I want the next verse with America in another language because we want a song for each that men gets to realize say, people out here know what's going on. You know, because we want to ask them if we want to sell out the black people to the Russian. Then him will fight against America. Say, you know. But His Majesty will never join America nor Russia. Although he look closer to America because so much black people in America. So it must closer to America because I'm having people, you know, just as easy as that.
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth the Bible.
Shalom to Tena Yiskeling. Today's daily psalm from the Mezmor Dawit, the Psalms of David. We have Silsa Sabat, Psalm 67. Psalm 67, and here in the Metrahav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, of Garmawi Kedamawi, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Holy One, blessed be He, the Isle One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. So here we're going to compare and contrast the HSV, Haile Selassie Version, the Authorized, Advised, Amharic Bible, alongside the KJV, the King James Version. Let's pick up, begin, let's ride up for the chief musician. The superscription here for the chief musician, but first, Besama'ab, Wewelid, Wemenfesu Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak, and Jemralen. We begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, one source. Here we begin with the superscription, Le Mezemrana Leka, Be Beganawochi, Adawita Mezmor. In the KJV, it has to the chief musician on the Negi note, Hebraically the B Nigi note, the Bingi note. Here we have the Be Begenawoch on the Begenas, the Begenawoch, the Begenawoch. Hebraically the Nigi note and the Begenawoch, the connection there of string music, or what I and I Rastafari would say is the harp. So we bring out that Hebraic sense, the Bingi note, B a Nigi note on the string music on the harps. Lemezemarana Leka to the musical chief, the chief of the musicians, to the chief musician, to the leader. Be Begenawoch on the begenas, the nigino, the stringed music, the harps. Yeah, Dawit Mezmor, a chant, a vocal intonation of Dawit, of the well-beloved. Yes, I. Now, interestingly enough, as we mentioned before, we have Mizmor Shir. It's both a chant, a vocal intonation, and it's a shir. It's an ode, as we would say. It's an ode of a song. So here, let's pick up and begin right here. And now superscription and the theme. One more thing, the theme. Yemekar Gizeh. Yemekar is the harvest. Yemekar Gizeh, the time of harvest, Mezmor. Mezmor, a psalm, a chant of the harvest season, of the harvest time. Now, we went into a couple more details of that whole idea there Hebraically, but let's ride up with the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the conquering line, the tribe of Judah, the root of David. Weep not, behold, Garmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Kuter and verse 1. Egziavi her yemaren yebarkenim, situnema belayachin yabra. God, Egziavi, the sustainer, the good, the open hand, the generous Ab Father, be merciful to us, to I and I. Egziavi her yemaren, be merciful to I and I. Yebarkenim, and bless us, yebarkenim, and bless us. Egziavi her yemaren, yebarkenim, and cause his face to shine upon us. Fitunim belayachin, yabra, to shine, yabra, to illuminate his face, to illuminate belayachin upon I. Now here we have an adaptation, an adapting of the priestly benediction, the priestly barake, the kahinata barake, the priestly blessing from Numbers chapter 6, verse 24. Uter Hulet, verse 2. Be'ahizab hulu mekakela madanehin, men gedihinema be'midre nawuk zen, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. So here in verse 2, picking up, we had a Selah. Hebraically, there's a Selah. The Selahs are not found in the Royal Amharic or the Ethiopic, and we explain the reason for that as we have the Psalms. The Sefer Tehillim, right, is the liturgy and was the liturgy of Yisrael from the tabernacle of Moshe to the tabernacle of Zion, the tabernacle of David. So the Selah that pours right there, right, the meditative of the Baraka and the blessing, Egziavi Yemaren Yibarkenim, Fitunim Belayachin Yavra, Selah. Kutarulet, Ba'azahulu Mekakela Madanehin, Men Gedehinim Bemidar Nawik Zen. Be merciful to I and I, bless I and I, cause his face to shine upon I and I, pause, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. The Ahizab, Hulu, the Ahizab, the Goyim, the his votes, the peoples, international communities and ethnicities, all of them, in the entirety, the totality. The Ahizab, Hulu, Mekakel, among all of them, Madan, the eyes, salvation, Adonai's Madan, the salvation, thy salvation. Here, KJV says health, And there's that connection with the health and the healing. Madan Nehin, the eyes, male health among all nations. Menged Dehinim, Menged, way, Mengedih, the eye, male's way, Menged Dehinim, and the eye, way, Bemidr, and Nawuk, then, and Nawuk, so that here there's a little diversion here between the KJV and Nawuk, so that we know, so that we know, so that we know thy way, that thy way may be known upon earth. But here it says, men gedehinim, and the eyes male way, bemidr, the earthly plane, and nawik zen, and nawik zen, and nawik, so that we know, we become cognizant, I, so that I know the I way on the earthly plane. Kutar source, verse 3. Abetu ahizab yamesa genu, ahizabo hulu yamesa genu. May the people praise Isis, Isis, the eye. May the Ahizab, the Hizvot, the peoples, the Hizvot, the peoples. Abetu, I father, his father, O Ab of the Beit, Abetu. Ahizab, Yames Genu. Ahizab, Hulu, Yames Genu. May all the peoples praise Miskana, the eye, male, Kuta Arat, verse 4. La Ahizaba Bekena, Teferda, La Chuale Hina, Zabinima, Bemidurlai, Timerale Hina, Ahizaba Desa Yibracho, Hasetima Yadribu. Let make all the nations be glad and sing for joy. May all the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. Pause. La'ahizab, and for the peoples, bekin, bekin, kin, straightforwardly, with integrity. Bekin, tefardalachualehina. May the eye judge them, for the eye will judge them in uprightness, righteously. Ahizab binim, and the peoples, emidrlai, timeralehina. For the eye will guide the peoples on the earth, on the earthly plane. Ahizab adesi belacho. The peoples be happy. Hasetim, haset, hasetim ayadrigu. And sing for joy and rejoice. Kuta Amis, verse 5. Adetu, Ahizab Yameskenu, Ahizab Hulu Yameskenu. May the people, more correctly, the peoples, praise Yameskenu, Yameskenu. May they praise the I male, Adetu, I father, father of the house. May all the people, Ahizab Hulu Yameskenu, praise Miskana the I. Kutar Sadist, verse 6. Midra Frewana Setech. Exiavi Hiram Lakach Nema Yibar Kenal. Then shall the earth yield her increase. Midr, the earth Frewan, her fruit. Frewa, Frewa, her fruit. Frewan, her fruit Setech, Setech. She shall give. She shall give her fruit. The earth shall give her fruit. Then shall the earth yield her increase. Egeziavi, her stain of the good, the open hand, the generous our father. Amlakachinim. And our source, Yibarakanal, will bless us, will bless I and I. And Egeziavi, even I and I own source, shall bless, shall prosper I and I. Yibarakanal. Kutar Sabat. Verse 7. Egeziari her yebarkenal. Ye midrima da chahulu yiferutal. Egeziari, sustainer, the good, the excellent, the open handed, the generous Ab, yebarkenal, will bless I and I and I and I. And the ends of the earth shall fear, rephrase, shall reverence, shall respect, shall revere him. Ye midrim da chahulu yiferutal. Yiferutal shall Rastafari, yes I shall respect him. Ye midrim da cha hulu yiferuta, 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 yiferuta.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God, before God, before God, before God.
Jump! Rastafari, jump! Rastafari, jump! Rastafari.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen. Saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
مزمور سلسة سدس بك النف سلسة سبع لما زمران عليك ببغن عوج يداويت مزمور اكزياب هيري مارني باركنم فيتونم بلايكين يابرا بأهزاب هلو مكاكل مادانهن منغدهنم بمدر النوكزند عبيتو أهزاب يامسقنو أهزاب هلو يامسقنو لا أهزاب بك انت فرد الله چوال لهن أهزاب نمب مدر لايت مرال لهن أهزاب دس سبلا چو حس سيتم يادرقو عبيتو أهزاب يامسقنو أهزاب هلو يامسقنو مدر فريوان ستتج اكزيابير عملاكا چنم يبار ركنا اكزيابير يبار ركنا يمدر مدار اچا هلو يفروتا
Find your peace by being provable. God bless you for coming to the show tonight. God bless your day,
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God.
Glass! Glass, Rastafari. Watch out for your pony, don't know it's Love Star Music, alright.
Between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Then shall he return.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are chosen. I was called, and I was chosen.
Call in to hear the fuller full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761.
Today's daily song, we have song.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help, thy saving help, thy saving help, thy saving. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him. God be merciful unto us, and bless us. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, cause his face to shine upon us. Selah.
Shalom, Chabarim, shalom. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And here, after the order of Malachiah Tzedek, we have...
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, For with stammering lips, 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 and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, 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 would not hear.
Shalom, Chabarim, shalom. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And here, after the order of Malachiah Tzedek, we have Mizmor, Mizmor Samek Zain, Samek Zain. We have Psalm LXVII, Psalm 67. Samek, Samek Zain. Lam Natayach Bina Ginot. Bin ginot, bin ginot, or bi niginot, bi niginot, sound like bin ginot, all right, the bingi, yes, all right. So here we have Psalm 67, the 67th Psalm of David. It's a universal praise, universal Isis, Miskana, Torah, praise of Ha'Elohim, of the true good, the true God. So a couple of first words right here on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order. And right here we have this beautiful psalm, beautiful psalm, Psalm 67. Let's just bring up the KJV for a couple of first words here. So we have a psalm of seven verses, Psalm 67, to the chief musician on neginot. You have neginot in the Hebrew. We have binginot, biniginot, biniginot, binginot, a psalm or song. So now the niginot or the neginot, neginot, be neginot, binginot, is the stringed instruments or stringed music, just for the superscription right there. And here we have a mizmor, a shir, mizmor, a chant, a vocal intonation, a shir, shir, a song, a chant, a vocal intonation. So let's get a couple of first words right here, just a build on today's daily psalm. Here from the Sefer Tehillim, from the Hebrew Psalter, a couple of first words right here. It's singing the universal praise of Elohim, a universal praise of the true good, of the true God. It is usual to connect this psalm with LXV. It is a usual practice to connect today's daily psalm, the Samech Zain psalm, the 67th psalm, with LXV, with the 65th psalm, the 65th psalm, as a hymn of thanksgiving, as a hymn of thanks and praise, a hymn of Torah, a hymn of Miskana, for an abundant harvest, which followed soon after the victory over Assyria, the victory over Assyria. But the mention of the earth's produce, if it is to be so understood, is limited to a phrase in verse 6. There's a phrase in verse 6, the earth hath yielded her increase. May God, may the true good, our own God, bless us. Yebarakeinu Elohim Eloheinu. May Elohim, even I and I own Elohim, may he bless, may he prosper, I and I. So there's the connection, right? But the first part of the verse, Aretz, Aretz, Natana, 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 Yebulaha, Yebulaha, Yebulah, Yebulah, Yebulaha, Yebulaha, ha, her, her increase. The earth hath yielded her increase. So if we are to understand today's daily psalm, the Samech Zain psalm, as connected with the harvest, it's because of the mention of the earth's produce that we have, somewhat limited to a phrase, and this phrase here in verse 6, then shall the earth yield her increase, and Elohim even, Eloheinu, I and I, Elohim, Yebarakeinu, Yebarakeinu, he will bless I and I, he will bless us. Now the main theme is the summons. The main theme of today's daily psalm is the summons or the call. The summons, a.k.a. also the call to all the peoples, all the nationalities, all the ethnicities, to the peoples, the peoples, the peoples, the peoples of the earth, of the earthly plane, to pay homage,
to Elohim, to the true good, to the true God. In the Judaic Kaddish, the Kedaseh, the liturgy, the divine service, the Mizmor, the psalm, today's daily psalm, Psalm 67, is appointed for recital. It's appointed for recital at the termination of HaShabbat. So this also is a psalm, and hopefully we can also ride up with that as well. And this psalm here, as we move forward, getting a better groundation. Because in the Royal Amharic with the Yemekar Gizeh, Yemekar Gizeh, the harvest time Mezmor, harvest time psalm, especially in the season, the reason for the season, right? So here we have inculcated the fine lesson, the Timharit, the teaching. What is the teaching? Here again we have the note struck of the working week or the 6 days. Right. 6 days shall I and I do all I and I work in the Shabbat. So here in today's daily psalm, we have the note being struck of the working week and the inclusion in the Judaic, Yehudi, right? Even we, the black Jews, divine liturgy and service, the psalm being appointed for the recital at the termination of HaShabbat. The note struck of the working week, the 6 days, with its hopes, the expectations of prosperity. But With the psalmist, prosperity, it lifts the eye from the earth, the earthly plane, to the Shamayim, to the heavens. And so this Mizmor is a prayer for salvation, Yeshuot, for the salvation, the victory, the victories, in the widest sense. And not only for Yisrael, not only for the man who sees the true good, the true God only, but for the whole world. As the principle of the sum, right? The sum, the parts, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. Yisrael's Baraka, the man who sees the true good, the true God, even I and I, the Israel of Adonai, Jah Rastafari. Israel's Baraka is to be a Baraka, a Barakat, a blessing for all men, for all humanity. Here in particular, the psalmist does more than adopt the priestly formula. So we have an adoption and even an adaptation of the priestly formula. He claims for Yisrael the sacerdotal dignity, the sacerdotal, in other words, that Yisrael, right, as a corporate body with the Moshiach HaMoshiach as the Rosh, right, is the priest. Right, the priests for the nations, as we have the Levites and the sons of Aaron, right, the sons of Aaron, the Kohanim, according to the pattern, right, amongst the Levites, and then we have the rank and file, Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, in the three camps, that Yisrael, amongst all the nations of the world, also claims that sacerdotal dignity, that priestly dignity, even according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the order of Malachiah, Tzedek, Melchizedek. Yisrael is the world's high priest, Kohen Gadol. Yisrael, in relation to the international community, the Goyim, the Ahizah, is the world's Kohen Gadol, Lika Kahinat, high priest. If Yisrael has the light, the illumination of HaElohim's face, the true good, the true God's face. The world cannot remain in darkness and disillumination and ignorance. Yisrael can show that he possesses this light, this illumination by the manner in which he bears himself during the days of business, and activity that are ensuing. The Shabbat, HaShabbat, it passes. But if it leave behind it the sense of this truth, this objective reality, then the week's work, then the working days, right, Rastafari, and I say the sabbatical, right, the strong, right, the week's work, it becomes strong. It begins with the assurance of a successful issue, a successful produce, and a product. Here we adapted some of Abraham's, one of the commentators' comments here to share. Now, the traditional association of HaShabbat's fulfillment or the end of the Sabbath with this psalm, the 67th psalm, it supports the usually accepted interpretation of verse 6. Verse 6 in the KJV in the Sefer Tehillim, that would be verse 7, but you can see the verse in the KJV, verse 6, the traditional interpretation. But another has been proposed, which hopefully will and can be noted in the forwards in the further studies of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech Zain Samech Zain. Lam Natsayach Bia Neginot Mizmor Shir, for the leader, the chief musician, upon Neginot, a string instrument, string music, a psalm, a song. Now in the Hebrew, that would be the Aleph, the first verse, but we know this as a superscription, right? And here, the second verse, the Beit verse, is what we know as the first verse of today's daily psalm. The KJV has, God be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Elohim yechanenu. Uya barkenu, yaera panayua itanu, selah, 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 selah.
Man, that is blind, all he needs to do is follow the spirit which is legit, that is how we'll all grow. Know him, hello.
מזמור סמך זין, למנצח בנגינות מזמור שיר. אלוהים יחוננו ויברכנו, יאר פניו איתנו סלע. מזמור סמך זין, למנצח בנגינות מזמור שיר. אלוהים יחוננו ויברכנו, יאר פניו איתנו סלע. לדעת בארץ דרכך, בכל גויים ישועתך. יודוך עמים אלוהים, יודוך עמים כולם. ישמחו וירננו לאומים, כי תשפוט עמים מישור, ולאומים בארץ תנחם צלע. יודוך עמים אלוהים, יודוך עמים כולם. ארץ נתנה יבולה, יברכנו אלוהים אלוהינו. יברכנו אלוהים ויראו אותו כל אפסי ארץ. מזמור סמך זין, למנצח בנגינות מזמור שיר.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him.
למנצח בנגינות מזמור שיר אלוהים יחוננו יברכנו מאיר פניו איתנו סלע נדב בארץ דרכך כל גויים משועתך דוח עמים אלוהים ודוח עמים כולם תשמח וירננו לאומים כי תשפוט עמים משוב לאומים בארץ תנחם סלע דוח עמים אלוהים ודוח עמים כולם ארץ נתנה יבולה יברכנו אלוהים אלוהינו יברכנו אלוהים ויראו אותו כל אבסי הארץ
Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech. Zain. Here we have the 67th Psalm, Psalm LXVII. Lam Natsayach. Lam Natsayach. Bi and Niginot. Mizmor Shir. For the leader, for the chief musician on string music on the Neginot. Bi and Niginot. The Bingi note. The Neginot. As we touched on right here, today's daily psalm is universal or universal, non-partial. Universal praise, eyes of Ha-Elohim. Now we note that this is an Elohim. By and large, this is an Elohim song. Just to note that right here, this is an Elohim song. Right? In other words, with the name Elohim. So thus the connection with the summons to the nations, to those in the international community, to praise, to give praise. And the connection also with Psalm 65, the LXV Psalm in today's daily psalm. Now we touched on a few of those points in the Tehillim, the overall the Tehillim. Usually the first Tehillim is like the psalm from the Sefer Tehillim, getting that perspective, that basic ground and the first words and the superscription and the title of the psalm. But here we had the first verse. Right, the first verse, picking up here with the first verse that you have in the KJV, right? See, the first verse in the Hebrew is used as superscription. So here at the bait verse, which in other Bibles would be the first verse, where it says, God, be merciful to us, to I and I, and bless I and I, and cause his face to shine upon I and I. Selah, Selah. Some say Selah, but Selah, Selah, Selah. Pause. Elohim, Yechanenu, Yechanenu, we Yabarkenu, we Yabarkenu, Yaira Panayo, Itanu, Selah. Elohim, be gracious to I and I. Elohim, Yechanenu, Elohim, Yechanenu, and bless I and I, we Yabarkenu, Yaira Panayo, Itanu. Selah. May he cause his face, panayo, his face to shine towards us. Yair. So here we have the verse is based upon the priestly burake, kainatu burake, the priestly benediction that we have in Numbers chapter 6, verse 24. In place of shine upon, the preposition here is toward. Literally in the Hebrew we have itanu, itanu, with us. Ita, itanu, anu, itanu, anu, with I and I. Itanu, with us. Instead of what we have in Numbers, it is more shine upon, but the preposition here is shine toward. Right? In other words, with I and I. The variation, it gives an impression of closer contact and even communion of men, of humanity, with the luster of that divine light, of his divine majesty, of the divine light, and of yet greater condescension. The condescension, Elohim and Elohim. He bowing the heavens and coming down and visiting his vine and visiting all nations, the condescension, in a sense, the humility, the humbleness of Ha-Elohim, even to take on that tabernacle and his divine majesty. Elohim yechanenu, we yabarkenu, yaera panayu, aitanu, selah, selah. Pause. For what reason? That thy way may be known upon the earth, thy salvation among all nations. La da'at, la da'at, la da'at. For the da'at, da'at, the da'at, to know, to have that gnosis. La da'at, la da'ata ba'aret, ba'aret, darkeka, 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 that I direct, derek, derek, thy way, darkeka, that thy way, ka, the I male way, may be known, ba'aret, ba'aret, la da'ata, ba'aret, darkeka, bekol goyim, yeshuateka, Bikol goyima Yeshuateka, thy Yeshua, thy salvation, thy victory, thy salvation among all, Bikol goyim upon all nations and the international community. So here we have these two verses, first two verses. Elohim be gracious to us and bless I and I. May he cause his face to shine toward or with I and I. Selah, pause. That thy way may be known upon the earthly plane. Thy salvation, Yeshua Teka, the I Yeshua, thy Yeshua, thy victory, because La Goyi. That thy way may be known upon the earth. La da'at ba'aret darkeka. La da'at ba'aret darkeka. Darkeka. An emphatic formulation of the thought which appears in the two preceding Psalms. Elohim's gracious dealing with Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true El, will be the means of turning all peoples toward him. So here in these first two verses, we have the recognition of Elohim through Yisrael, even I and I, of the new name, precious name, new name, Rastafari, the Israel of Adonai, Jah Rastafari. So here, recognition of the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity through Yisrael, first two verses. Now we have verses 3-4. May all humanity acknowledge, act on the knowledge of him. Yoduka, Yoduka, Amin, Elohim. Yoduka, Amin, Kulam, Kulam. Let the peoples give thanks to the I, O Elohim. Yoduka, Yodu, Yodu, Yodu. The Hoda, Hoda, Hodu, Hodu, but here, Yodu, may they thank, stretch forth their hand, Yada, may they thank, acknowledge, Ka, the I, male, Yodu, Ka, Amin, the Amin, the Amin, Amin, the peoples, giving thanks to the I, Elohim, Yodu, Ka, Amin, Kulam, Kulam, all of them, let the peoples give thanks, Yodu, Ka, Yodu, Ka, Yodu, they giving thanks, the Amin, the people, to Ka, to the I, male. Kulam, Kulam, Kul, 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 Hulam, Kulam, all of them. May all humanity, nations, international community acknowledge him. Let the peoples give thanks. Yoduka, Amin. Yoduka, Amin. All the arms, Amin. In recognition of his mercies towards them. Verse 4 right here, oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou wilt judge the peoples with equity, and let the nations and lead the nations and lead the international communities upon the earthly plane. Selah, pause. Selah, Yismichu, 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 let them be samach, samach, glad, happy. Yismichu, Yismichu, let them be glad. We run and sing, rina, rina, and ringing and singing tones. We run, singing tones and shrilling tones. Le'umim, for thou the eye will judge, ki tishpot, for the eye will judge, when the eye judge, ki atishapota, Amin. Mishor, with equity. Ula umima ba'areta tanachem, selah. And lead, tanachem, and lead the nations. The umim ba'aret, upon the earthly plane, selah, pause. The word judge, we have right here KJV says, "Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the peoples righteously and govern the nations." So the leading in the leading sense is the governing sense, as translated here in the KJV, and govern the nations upon the earth, Selah. Here, Psalm 67, verse 4, the Selah pours. What do we have here? Rule over them, which means, in effect, to reign, and the reign of righteousness, of the tzedek, righteousness, the tzedek, in which they will enjoy shalom, salam, peace, and happiness. The judging. It says to judge them. All right, so we have to recognize the context. Lead the nations, govern the nations. The verb is used of Elohim guiding Yisrael. So the context of governing that we have in the KJV 67 and 4, the psalm right here, and govern the nation upon the earth, Selah pours. Lead the nations. Lead the nation. Tanachem. Ulomim ba'aret Tanachem. Tanachem. Lead. Govern them. Tanachem. Lead. Govern them. The verb is used of Jah guiding Israel through the Midbar to the land of promise, of hope, of expectation. We have this as well in Psalm 78. We have Psalm 78 round about verse 14. The same guidance, Jah guidance and protection, guidance is at the disposal of all peoples. All peoples can have that same guidance if, like Israel, they accept him as their Elohim, their true good, true God, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity of his divine majesty. So here we have a Selah, pause. Verses 5 to 7 here, what is the effect? The effect of allegiance to Elohim, the true good, the true God. As we mentioned, this is an Elohim song. The nations, international communities exhorted to build them up, to praise, to give eyes is Elohim, eyes is Elohim, Ha'ilahim, yes, eyes. So we have the effect of the allegiance to Elohim. So here, picking up right here with verses, we have verses 5, 6, 7. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee, eyes is the eye. Make the people eyes is the eye, O Elohim. Make all the people eyes is the eye. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and Elohim, even I and I own Elohim, Ha'ilahim, shall bless I and I. And Elohim shall bless I and I, and all the ends of the earth shall fear, shall reverence, shall respect him. So here we have these verses here. Let's pick up right here. Just going through today's daily psalm right here. Verse 5 here is the refrain to this psalm, this azmach. Here we have, Yoduka, Amim, Elohim. Yoduka, Amim, Kulam. Yoduka, Amim, Elohim. Yoduka, Amim, Kulam. Make all peoples give thanks, Yoduka, to the Ka, to the I, Elohim. Make all the peoples give thanks, stretching forth their hand, praises the service, Yoduka, Amin, Kulam, very important word, Kulam. And so the better translation would be, make all the peoples, or let all the peoples, let the peoples give thanks to the I, Kulam, all of them. A repetition of verse 3, but possibly with a change of meaning. If the verse is a refrain, like the chorus line to the psalm, it should more appropriately be connected with the previous section. But the introduction of the Selah pause, it suggests that a new paragraph begins here. Accordingly, it is better to render, instead of a hope, may the peoples give thanks, the confident assurance, the peoples shall give thanks, they will give thanks. Yoduka amin Elohim. Yoduka amin kulam. Confident assurance, the peoples shall give thanks. Here the sixth verse, the earth shall lead, shall yield. The earth, she shall yield her increase. Aretz natana, natanaha, natana yebulaha, 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 beula, yebulaha, will yield her increase. Yebarkenu Elohim, Eloheinu, may Elohim, even I and I, Elohim, Eloheinu, yebarkenu, bless I and I and I. The earth shall yield her increase. Aretz natana yebulaha, yebulaha, her increase. The fruitful harvest is considered to be his baraka, his blessing, his barakat, and the sign of his favor. such an interpretation, some rejected. One M. Lazarus rejected it in something called the Ethics of Judaism, on the ground that a literal interpretation of verse 7, of course, this is in the Hebrew, in your Bible, the verse 6, KJV, is not in keeping with what goes before. How could the poet descend so abruptly from the heights of world ideas to cornfields, and vineyards and vineyards? And how tame the prospect that if or because Elohim gives food to Ha'am, to the people, all the ends of the earth will adore him. On these grounds, he explains that Yebula, at the end of this exquisite psalm, does not mean vegetation, but figuratively it means product. It means product. That all nations, international community, praise God, Isis Ha'Elohim, for his moral government. All the nations praise his divine majesty for his moral government, the moral theocracy of his divine majesty, his moral government of the world. This is the highest product, produce of the whole and entire life and liberty on the earthly plane. Elohim, bless us. Bless I. Yibarkenu Elohim. And if he blesses us, I, all the ends of the earth will fear, will reverence, will respect him. Respect H-I-M, his divine majesty, Karmawi Haile Selassie. Then, the uplifting consciousness of the divine government, or the moral order of the world, will spread to the uttermost limits, even to the outer limits. In support of this reading of the text, he quotes here Psalm 85, round about verse 12. Truth, the objective reality, springeth out of the earth, out of the earthly plane, where the metaphor of growth from the soil is used in connection with a moral idea. And here we have the seventh verse right here, Yibarkenu Elohim. And let all the ends, and may all the ends of the earth, of the earthly plane, call afase aret, fear, reverence, respect him. The verse is understood in the RV, Revised Version, and most moderns as a declaration of faith. And some say it's not as a petition as we have in verse 5, but it's a beautiful, beautiful verse indeed. Ani chozer, I repeat, Yibarkenu Elohim. Yireu oto kol afse aretz. May Elohim bless I, and may all the ends of the earth, of the earthly plane, respect him.
Bless his imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I continually, ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman vibration.
Father and Son.
Father and Son.
Father and Son.
Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children.
Here, the Midrash on Mizmor Samek Zayin, Psalm 67, Psalm LXVII, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samek Zayin, Psalm 67. La menatzeach bi neginot mizmor shir. Elohim yechanen wi yabarken. Yaer panayo aitanu. Selah. For the leader, for the chief musician, la menatzeach. With string music, bi negino, bingino, la menatzeya, bi negino. For the leader, for the chief musician, for the overcomer, la menatzeya, bi negino. With string music, mizmor, a song, a chant, eyes, mizmor, shir, a song. God be merciful to us and bless us. Elohim yechanen we barken. Elohim be gracious to us, Ainai, and bless us and bless Ainai. Elohim yechanen we barken. These words are to be considered in the light and illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Lamentations 3:22. Surely the Lord's mercies are not consumed. Surely his compassions fail not. Chasidei Yehovah, ki lo tamnu, ki lo kalu, rachamayu. Surely Yahuwah, Jehovah's mercies are not consumed. Chasidei Yehovah, ki lo tamnu, ki. Surely his compassions fail not. Ki lo kalu, rachamayu. I know that the mercies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be He, abide, and that they are not consumed. Because when HaGoyim, when the nations, the Gentiles, international community, when the nations of the earth, of the earthly plane, said, according to the words of Mizmor, Psalm 83:5, come and let us cut them off from being a nation. Amru leku. They have said, Amru, they have said, the Gentiles, the international community, they have said, Amru, leku, v'nakachidein mikoi. They have said, come, and let us, and make I and I cut them off from being a nation. Amru, leku, v'nakachidein mikoi. His compassion for us, for I and I, did not fail. Hence here it is said, surely the Lord's mercies are not consumed. Surely his compassions fail not. Chasidei Yehovah, ki lo tamnu, ki lo kalu rachamayu. Surely Jehovah's mercies are not consumed. Chasidei Yehovah, ki lo tamnu, surely his compassions fail not. Ki lo kalu rachamayo. Nay more. Every morning they are renewed and rises I and I up. As is said in the verse from Lamentations 3:23. They are new every morning. They are new every dawn, every day. Chadashim labikarim. They are new every morning, every dawning. They are new every morning. Chadashim labikarim. Chadashim labikarim. The end of the verse that reads, great is thy faithfulness. The end of the verse in Lamentations 3:23 reads, Rabbah emunateka. Rabbah emunateka. Great, Rabba, Rabba, great is thy faithfulness. Emunateka. This refers to thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness in what thou, the I, didst promise, yea and amen, to Abotenu, to I and I fathers, I and I patriarchs. After I and I went down before Babylon, thou didst raise us up, rise I and I up, and Babylon is gone. When our master, Rabbeinu Moshe, Moses foresaw the kingdom of Greece, the kingdom of the Gracchoi, he began to pray. For what did he pray? that Greece, the Gracchi, should fall at the hand of the tribe of Levi, at the hand of the tribe of Levi. Here the reference in the Midrash notes is the Hasmoneans. The Hasmoneans were of the tribe of Levi, were of the tribe of Levi. The Hasmoneans of the tribe of Levi, Levi. And Moses and Moshe said in Devarim in Deuteronomy 33:11, bless, Lord, his might. Bless, Lord, his might. Barek Yahuwah Chelo. Barek Yahuwah Chelo. Bless, Barek Yahuwah Jehovah Chelo. His substance, his might. Chelo. Barek Yahuwah Chelo. By blessed, by Barek. Moshe meant, bless the tribe of Levi, of Levi, with the Baraka, the blessing wherewith Halloween bless thy children. That is, the Lord bless thee. The Lord make his face to shine. The Lord lift up his countenance, as we have in Bamidbar, in Numbers, Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 to 26. And so too bless thou the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, as it is said, God be merciful to us, to I and I, and bless us, and bless I and I. Elohim Yechanin, we barkein. Elohim be merciful to us, to I and I. Elohim Yechanin, and bless us, and bless I and I. We barkein. If thou, the eye, dost bless us, bless I not. Thou, the eye, shall make thy strength, and thy way known among Hagoyim, among the nations, among the Gentiles, international community, as is said, even in Mizmor Samech Zion, the 67th Psalm, Psalm 67, Hebraically, verse 3, where it reads, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy salvation among all nations, that thy way may be known upon earth. La da'at ba'aret darkeka, that thy way, darkeka, may be known. La da'at upon earth, ba'aret, la da'ata ba'aret darkeka, 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 thy way, thy way, thy way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, does not save Yisrael, Israel, because of their good deeds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not save Yisrael because of their good deeds, but only to make His strength, Chelo, known, and to make His great name known. As Asaph said in the 76th Psalm, he read through the second verse, through Judah will God be known. His name shall be great through Israel. Hear, hear, hear. Mizmor Ein Vav, Ein Vav. 76 Psalm, Psalm 76, the Beit verse, Hebraically the second verse that reads, Noda'a bi Hudai Elohim, bi Yisrael Gadol Shema. In Judah is Elohim known. Noda'a bi Hudai Elohim. His name is great in Israel. Israel, Gadol Shema. And it may be translated even more so as, through Yehuda, through Judah, will Elohim be known. His name, Shemo, shall be great through Israel. And as Asaph also said in the 77th Psalm, Psalm 77, Hebraically verse 15, thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast made known thy strength, thy strength, among the peoples. Ata ha'el ose fel hoda'ita ba'amim ozeka. Thou, the I, art the God. Ata ha'el, the true El, the true good, the true God. Ha'el, ha'el. Ata ha'el ose fel, that doest wonders. Ose fel, thou hast made known thy strength among the peoples. Hoda'ita ba'amin uzeka. find strength? What is meant by Uzeka? Uzeka, what is meant by thy strength? Thy strength. Thy strength, thy Uzi, thy Uzeka. In that thou redeemest Yisrael, Israel, by thy strength, thy Uzeka, and by thine arm, Zeroah, thou makest thy might known in the world. Another mizmor, another psalm, another chant, intonation, Isis, another psalm says, Psalm 106, Hebraically the 8th verse reads, Nevertheless he saves them for his name's sake. Vayosha'ayim le'ma'ana shimu le'hodi'ah eta geburato. Nevertheless he saves them for his name's sake. Vayosha'ayim le'ma'ana shimu, that he might make known le'hodi'ah his mighty power. Eta geburato. Et geburato, geburato, et geburato, his mighty power. Vayosha'ayim le'ma'an shimu le'hodi'ah eta geburato. Why? To make his might known. Le'hodi'ah et geburato. To make his gebura, his gebura, geburato, to be known. Le'hodi'ah eta geburato. It might be supposed that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, saves the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, HaGoyim, the nations, the international community, the Gentiles, will say, God is partial to them. But in truth, HaGoyim, the nations, the Gentiles, the international community, the nationalities, will acknowledge God's justice. As is said, even in today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Samek Zain, Psalm 67, Hebrew, the 6th verse, the nations will acknowledge thee, all of them, the nations will acknowledge, act on the knowledge of thee, all of them. Yoduka, Amin, Elohim, Yoduka, Amin, Kulam. May the peoples give thanks, acknowledge to thee, I, O Elohim, Yoduka, Amin, Elohim. Make the peoples give thanks, acknowledgement, Yoduka, to the I, now, Yoduka, Amin, Kulam. Make the peoples give thanks, make the peoples acknowledge, the nations, the peoples will acknowledge the I, all of them. Yoduka, Amin, Kulam, all of them, Kulam. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will bring forth the righteousness of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Israel, to the light. As it is said, even in Psalm 37, verse 6, verse, and He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light. Wehosia kaor idekecha, and He will make thy righteousness to go forth as the light. Wehosia kaor idekecha, idekecha, thy righteousness of idekecha to go forth. Wehosia as the light. Kaor kaor. Wehotzi kaor sidekeka uamisha pateka katza horai, and thy right judgment, thy right as the noonday uamishpateka katza horai, and as is written in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Esaias 62:2, and the nations shall see thy righteousness and all the kings thy glory, and the nations shall see thy righteousness and all kings thy glory. We ra'u goyim tzidkek v'kol melachim k'borek v'kora lak shem chadash asher pi Yehovah yekoren, and the nations, the goyim, the Gentiles, shall see thy triumph. We Rao Boy, see the cake, thy triumph, thy my righteousness. See the cake speaking to she. We call Melakim Kut Borek. And all kings we call Melakim thy glory. Kut Borek, Kut Borek, Kut Borek. We all goyim see the cake. We call Melakim Kut Borek. We Korah Lak Shem Hadash, and thou shalt be called by a new name. Wikorah Lak Shem Hadash, that the mouth of Jehovah shall mark out. Asher Pi Yahuwah Yekoveh, that the mouth of Jehovah Asher Pi Yahuwah Yekoveh shall mark out. And as it is also written in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 61:11, the Lord God records righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations, all the nationalities, the international community, before all nations. Ki ka'aretz totziyaz imachah uakugana zeru'eha tam tatsamiyach. Ken Adonai Yahweh Yatsamiyach Sadaka Uatila Neged Tol Hagoy. For as the earth bringeth forth her growth, Ki Ka Aret Totsia Tzimachaha, as the earth bringeth forth her growth, Ki Ka Aret Totsia Tzimachaha Uakagana Zeru'eha Tatsamiyach. And as the garden, Huakagana, and as the Ganna, the garden, Huakagana, causes the things that are sown in and in her to spring forth, Huakagana Zeru'eha Tatsamiyach. So the Lord God, Ken Adonai Yahweh, will cause victory and glory. Yatmiyach Sedaka Utehila. Yatmiyach Sedaka Utehila will cause victory and glory to spring forth before all the nations. Neged Kol Hagoy, before all nations. Neged Kol Hagoyim. Here, victory and glory, Sadaka Utehila, or Sadaka also charity, Sadaka Utehila, and praise, righteousness, righteousness and praise, righteousness and praise. So, Adonai Jehovah will cause victory and glory, righteousness and praise. Ken Adonai Yahweh, Yatzmiyach, Sadaka Utehila, to spring forth before all the nations. Neged Kol Hagoy, Ken Adonai Yahweh, Yatzmiyach, Sedaka Utehila, Neged Kol Hagoy.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, 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 shall fear him.
מזמור סמך זין למנצח בנגינות מזמור שיר. אלוהים יחוננו ויברכנו, יאר פניו איתנו סלע. לדעת בארץ דרכך, בכל גויים ישועתך. יודוך עמים אלוהים, יודוך עמים כולם. ישמחו וירננו לאומים, כי תשפוט עמים מישור, ולאומים בארץ תנחם סלע. יודוך עמים אלוהים, יודוך עמים כולם. ארץ נתנה יבולה, יברכנו אלוהים אלוהינו, יברכנו אלוהים, ויראו אותו כל אפסי ארץ.
Yibarekeka Yahuwah, we yishimereka, Yair Yahuwah, panay eleka, we yachuneka, Yisa Yahuwah, panay eleka, we yasim leka shalom, we samueta shmi al bnei Yisrael, wa ani ibarekem. Jehovah bless the eye and keep the eye. Jehovah make his face to shine upon the eye and be gracious to the eye. Jehovah turn his face to the eye and give the eye peace. Give the eye shalom. Yibarekeka Yahuwah, we yishemereka, Yair Yahuwah panayo eleka. We yachuneka, Yisa Yahuwah panayo leka, we yasem leka shalom, we samueta shmi al bnei Yisrael, wa ani ibarekem. Yibarekeka Yahuwah, Jehovah bless the eye. We yishamereka and keep the eye. Yibarekeka Yahuwah, we yishamereka. Yair Yahuwah, panayo eleka. We yachuneka. Jehovah make his face to shine upon the eye. We yachuneka and be gracious to the eye. Yisa Yahuwah panayo eleka. Jehovah turn his face to the eye. We yasim leka shalom and give the eye shalom and give the eye peace. Yeshua shalom. We samu eta shmi bnei Yisrael, wa ani ibarekem.
Baruch Adonai.
John! Rastafari. John! Rastafari.
Never give up, fight the fight, walk the walk, talk the talk, you see, try and try and we fail, and we try and try and we fail. But what? One day we're gonna conquer, cause you never fail yet, and we still have light, and we still have fight the fight. Confident in the victory, good over evil, yeah.
Beginning without end, which is the wind.
Righteousness, we say. Every ghetto youth, stand up and play a part. Stand up for something, or you're gonna fall for anything. Listen to me. Righteousness, we say.